Really, people are well mobilized. The competition is real. As you know, South Africans are well politicized, and the coming in of former President Zuma with his MK party has also boosted the campaigns. Otherwise, the ANC, the major parties, they are full swing. The DA, Democratic Alliance, the EFF, all of them are active. The Inkatha Freedom Party, they are all active on the ground, and they are campaigning very well. South Africa is a well-organized democracy, so there is no hindrance at all. You can't see any soldiers, unlike in other African countries. Here, it is real campaigning, and really people are looking forward to the day, to the 29th of May, for voting.
Yes, just in under 2 weeks. What are the main issues that are of contention in these campaigns?
Basically, it is service delivery. People want service, they want water, they want better education, they want good health services, they want security, especially security. There is a lot of insecurity which is cropping up, a lot of gang violence, so people want a real solution to their problems. And then also poverty and unemployment for the youth. Those are the major issues, real issues which concern the people. And that is what the political party are trying to address, each one of them promising to do better than the ANC if elected into power.
Talking of ANC, how threatened is ANC since it's been in power all this time?
Yes, there are pockets of upsurge of opposition parties, but basically the ANC has a track record. Having been in power for all this long, it has had a lot of achievement. Actually, even what you call failures are a result of their successes. Because they have achieved, people are demanding more, and they are trying to see that they have not provided. Actually, they have provided. They have been able to expand education. They have been able to provide for the youth to provide bursaries for higher education, for free education in the lower primary, the health services, people are able, the hospitals are operating, the ambulance services are operating. So the health sector is not bad. As you saw, they were able to hold the country together during COVID. The education system was able to move. The health services were able to manage the pandemic. And remember, because of the threat from the other political parties, they brought up their old guns. Former President Mbeki has been campaigning. Motlanthe has been campaigning. Former Vice President Mabuza has been campaigning. So they have got the big guns campaigning.